and come up. Mr. Chambers, you make like a chica crown. Mr. Jacko. What the befrefra? What the befrefra? Mr. Chambers, Kenya, here for Portain and war.
Me Nairobi.
Who Nairobi?
Yeah.
And no, I tell my basa protest in the shas here, no. Now what he?
Ah, no, me work here. Work here, now me share television, so. Into many information for all the different various cities on them. Now, basa. So, any basa mon by the youth, but we don't know what actually turned it around to become hazardous at the final end, which was rather unfortunate.
Before protest, you know, na dear na omam for no air cap fire, sa tax hikes, a two hour wa much I say, one more engine to mono, na dear na omam for air camu chrome, and pants and a baby do sa protesty and ra. Rajako.
They were hoping that the parliament or the government will maybe push it a bit and let some final discussions, some few discussions. Should come on before they pass, so that people will really understand what was going on. But I think the parliament also has some deadline to actually meet, so they still have to find a way of getting this bill to come through, so that maybe the country can also try to move on. Because when certain things are stopped on the way, like it has happened in the U.S. where the country shuts down, and I don't think it should have been good for the nation also, but I think because the people thought, the youth, especially the youth, thought maybe going to the streets and pushing things may stop the parliament from passing it. But I think at that stage of time, it's already at the final stages, where I think going back will have been a bit of a challenge for the nation. So I think they have no option here to actually push it forward.
Okay.
Yeah. So I think that's where the whole kind of frustration came in.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay. Help us understand these new taxes that has brought about these protests. What are the taxes really?
Oh, they are quite a number.
I see.
Some were reduced, some were introduced. Like, but of course there have been amendments on some of the hurting ones that the people said they didn't. Like were actually dropped from the process, like taxes on, some few essential items like bread and all that. I don't have much of the information on that, but I think in general the people thought maybe the tax burden would be too much for them, because they already feel like we have been burdened in one way or the other already.
I see. But so let's come to the Ghanaian community in Kenya. You are a former chairman. I mean, how many Ghanaians do we have in Kenya per your records, if you can help us?
Well, the time I was I think we were over 250 the country.
Okay.
Yeah, that was five, six years ago.
Okay.
So as of now, I don't have much information on how many people are here. Especially some also come for school, some come for business, some are working in the UN and all that. So unless maybe from the embassy or the High Commission that you're able to get the actual numbers.
After yesterday's protest, how are the Ghanaians faring? How is everyone doing in Kenya?
Come again?
How are the Ghanaians faring in Kenya after yesterday's protest?
Interestingly, I've not heard anyone saying anything. I've not had a call from anyone. I've not even had a post from anyone on the forum. So it's like everybody just praying that things go well, that these skirmishes will calm down, so that we'll have a peaceful country to run.
No casualties recorded so far on any Ghanaian.
In fact, we as Ghanaians, we really want this nation to thrive, so that we also benefit from here. So anything that will go against the nation, it also affects us one way or the other, and that is not a good thing. As a matter of fact, in our hearts, we pray that everybody will come to a consensus and pray that we'll have a way forward and avoid maybe this, how do we call it, riots and destruction of things, and rather do things the right way. I think it is good to speak out your mind. It is good to make your statements be heard here and there. But are we doing the right thing? You know, we say all things are good, but it's not all things that are right. So it will always be good that we change the right to change the good to the right, so that as we do it the right way, so that everybody will benefit from this self-expression, to say, and even fighting for our rights. You know, we are saying we are fighting for our rights. We are not fighting for our goods.
Yeah.
So it's very, very important for us to look at that way. Yeah.
Mr. Jago, you have lived in Kenya for some years now. These protests on the tax hikes, will you say it's justifiable? I'm asking because you live there, you appreciate the economy, you appreciate the economic situation in Kenya. Is this revolution justifiable, Mr. Jako?
Making us go into this taxation period. Some of them protesters I saw on the telly who are complaining, say, we have gone to borrow money, we have gone to do this, we are punching above our weight and all that, and we should calm down and see. So we have been derailed from ruling a country that is peaceful for all this time. And it is really a matter of, you know, when you are arguing in the middle of a problem, you don't have your mind to put down the right way of dealing with issues. But when we come to, I believe everything can be done the right way. That is my opinion. And over the years, of course, every country have hyped up their taxes, one way or the other. Everybody is hyping taxes because of the kind of involvement of development we put ourselves in. We want to run the race with others.
Mm.
So we introduce development, we give promises. So it definitely will affect the budget of the nation. And if it affects the budget of the nation, the country doesn't know where to go and get the money from than to get it from the people because of the demands we also give. So it is a real cat and mouse situation where nobody should stand to be blamed and everybody should find a way of finding the best solution for our problems, because we can't fight fire with fire.
Yeah.
In one way or the other.
Yeah.
And I can't say I have a gasoline. You have the fire, so I'm coming to quench your fire with gasoline.
No,
it won't help.
No.
It won't help. It will cause more destruction.
Yeah.
So I believe that we are human beings. We have our emotions. We have our dissatisfactions. We have our will. But when we listen to each other, when we sit with each other and put aside our political divide, put aside our traditions, our tribal divide, and rather look at it like we are human beings in this nation, how do we build this to our satisfaction? And I think that will help us run a country that is satisfied in one way or the other. If we are able to do that, I'm telling you, we'll be better people than even we'll ourselves will have thought.
Yeah.
Will have happened to us.
Mm. Mr. Jako, interestingly, on social media, people, certain sections of Ghanaians are calling for similar protests here in Ghana. You have experienced what happened in Nairobi yesterday. What would be your advice to Ghanaians who are calling for similar protests in Ghana, Mr. Jako?
Well, I was in Ghana just over a week ago. I came for a visit, and I also saw the situation there not very... I don't know whether it is a good idea to do that, rather, because, you know, if I have a building which I have taken care of for so many years, then I come and destroy the same building that will help me. You know, I will not have anywhere to go and sleep.
Mm.
Yeah, but... What I would rather think of the nation, let's say in Ghana, if we stop. In fact, when I came, I was so disturbed by the way we are insulting each other, so many ways. I mean, calling ourselves names, and as if we are not living in the same house, let's say in the country Ghana.
Mm.
Yeah, you know, and we will end up setting ourselves on fire just because of not sitting down to dialogue and have a way for it. We should lay down our pride, actually, both as leaders and as a populace. Our pride is what is actually leading us to all these things. But if we can really calm down and say, hey, this thing, it affects all of us.
Yeah.
It doesn't affect only the leaders. It doesn't affect only the people. It is all of us in this situation. If we burn this house and we are in this house, we all get burnt.
Finally, finally, for Ghanaians who have relatives and loved ones in Kenya and are worried at this point about their safety, what would be your word to them, your assurance to them about the safety of Ghanaians living in Kenya? Finally, and then we wrap up. Mr. Jaco.
I think about our safety, our advice, if you are home, please stay home and not be on the streets. If you want to go and buy something from the shop, just dash, go make sure that things are clear. Nowadays, we have a lot of information on social media that will help you. Oh, there's a road, like yesterday, when I left home, my car was having a problem. So I went to the garage. I stayed there the whole day. I didn't even know what was happening until I got back. I said, oh, what happened? People have gone to the, oh, no, this shouldn't be happening, you know. So if we are able to get ourselves to, get places where we know we can, our essentials, you go to the shop and come back, just come and do that until things settle down. Because your safety is very, very important than trying to go and peep through the window or go and stand at the junction to go and find out to, so that you can get something to gossip about. I don't think that would be the best.
Okay.
So my people were also worried in Ghana. They sent me text and I said, everything is well.
Yeah,
we are praying that things go down and we are able to get through it.
Yeah. Exactly where I want us to end this conversation, that assurance of your safety, especially for we back home who are worried about you. If you can assure us that everybody is fine, there's been no casualty recorded so far, then at least we can also rest, Mr. Jaco.
Yeah, it is well. I was telling people it is well. And if you are home and you don't get yourself involved in this thing, you are safe wherever you are. Yeah. So far, I've not had anybody say anything has happened to them. I may find out later also. Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Mr. Jaco, we are grateful for your time. We wish you all the best. And we are with you
Thank
in prayer.
You.
Please stay safe.
Thank
stay
you.
Safe for us. Nyankopon and come home. Yeah, that's Papa. Nyankopon come home.
Okay. God bless also.
All right.
Okay,
all right, Francis Jaco, former chairman at the Ghana Foa, one more war Kenya. And I'm in no actual train command on the chest or no Nairobi. And Rakra, Napano, Nanaka, Saint Yoko, Garage, Soka Koshenikano, to the whole day in an old garage. We do few crowns, son. I wanted all who the TV so say, hey, that's not near CNE. And I say, I cost all that. Right.